Mr. Crowley. What went on in your head?
This is Kerry Crowley of the Bay Area News Group. Now back to the Giants pregame show with Marty Lurie on KMBR 680.
Hey, back here at the Public House, weekends in the park. Adam Copeland, Marty Lurie here. Giants getting ready to, look for a streak. Marty, you busy? Good?
I'm busy.
All right, Marty's busy, so we'll start off with Kerry Crowley here, covers the Giants for the Bay Area News Group. Kerry, how you doing, man?
Excellent, Adam. How are you?
That was my fault, dude. Well, we're doing well, man. The Giants finally get the win last night. Chris Stratton, two-hit shutout. The Giants get their first complete game of the year. Your thoughts on Stratton's performance?
Yeah, you know, everyone loves a comeback story, and Chris Stratton's story this season has the chance to be really good. Sent to AAA in July after allowing 8 earned runs against the Rockies at Coors Field. Just didn't have it. The fastball command wasn't there. The curveball wasn't sharp. And he's looked like a completely different pitcher since working with Ryan Vogelsong in a bullpen session out in Nashville when he was with the Sacramento Rivercats. Comes back, and through 5 starts, he's got a 2.09 ERA. And just like he did in August and September last year, Stratton looks like he could be a rotation piece full-time heading into 2019.
What do you think the stories are of September here? Well, what are the stories you're really following on the Giants?
Well, I'll start with this. I was really excited to follow the Steven Duggar in September story. I thought that was going to make the Giants interesting, entertaining, and at least give fans something to follow through the month of September, because he really came on strong at the end of August. And so, to me, Marty, the fact that Steven Duggar is not here has kind of taken the wind out of the sails and kind of ruined the month of September in a lot of ways, as the 11-game losing streak shows. But to me, the story of September is who stays, who goes, who gives the front office reason to keep them, and who gives the front office reason to say, hey, maybe we should turn over a new leaf at this position.
Well, who's auditioning, in your opinion?
Well, I think just about everyone other than Brandon Crawford is auditioning right now. I think that Crawford is pretty safe at shortstop, and if Buster Posey were on the field, he certainly wouldn't be auditioning. But I think everyone else really is right now, and when you look at this roster, you know, Brandon Belt, are they going to have a spot for him when Joey Bart comes up and Buster Posey moves to first base? Or would they think about moving him this offseason? Joe Panik, is he going to be strong enough to hold down second base for an entire season next year? Or they want to go with Alan Hansen, combination of maybe Avellino or Tomlinson there, and then a free agent? And even Evan Longoria might have to show a little bit if the Giants are considering a big change at third base, even after making one last season. But his contract is so difficult to move ways with.
Well, we saw the strength and conditioning coach released yesterday, Carl Cochran, and for various reasons, he's going to have shoulder surgery, and they want to get him a jump on that, so they didn't wait around. They were going to make a change. Does he pay the price for Samardzija's shoulder injury?
I don't think that you can put that on Carl, and I don't think anyone would try to put that on Carl.
But I did.
Did you, Marty?
Well, I just tried. Did right now, yeah.
I tried.
Interesting.
I guess not.
Interesting. No. I think that there are many different reasons that Samardzija has had this injury, and it's been recurring and has kept him out for since the All-Star break. But to me, the primary one is he's in his 11th season at the Major League level. Arms just don't hold up like that anymore, and Samardzija had all the hits from football back in the days at Notre Dame, and so I think that at some point, veteran pitchers, we've seen it with Johnny Cueto, we're now seeing it with Jeff Samardzija, they break down. We saw it with Jake Peavy, we saw it with Matt Cain. It's just a fact of pitching, and Jeff Samardzija may have reached that point where he's no longer the same guy, even if he does come back healthy.
Kerry Crowley with us here at the Public House. Adam Copeland, Marty Lurie. And you mentioned Steven Duggar was going to be a fun story to follow. Generally, when a team is out of it, it's the young guys in general that you want to follow in September. The Giants just don't have a ton of them up here. One of the guys who you weren't expecting to be up, Aramis Garcia. I want to talk about him and the outings he's had as the catcher for Andy Suarez. Is he projecting as a guy that you think could be in the bigs again next year?
I do. And heading into the month of September, I didn't think Aramis Garcia would be on the big league roster next year. But to me, he's come so far defensively, and he's done well enough at the plate. The Giants are never going to expect a lot from a second or third catcher, which is really what his role would probably be next season from a hitting standpoint. But he's done enough to command the respect of these pitchers. And there are guys like Derek Rodriguez and Andrew Suarez who are clearly comfortable throwing to him. But he's also caught veteran relievers. Mark Melancon and Will Smith have both thrown to Garcia. They seem to enjoy it. And Garcia has got the respect of the room, and that's something that I'm not even sure the Giants were anticipating would happen.
Yeah, he's made a big jump. He's had trouble at AAA and AA, but he's looked more comfortable in the big leagues. But my problem is Posey. You don't know what he's going to be like coming back in spring training. So could you possibly turn over the number two spot to Garcia and not bring back a Nick Hundley or someone like that? I don't know if you can do that.
I think what they'll end up doing is going with three catchers next year. And one of them has to have some first base flexibility aside from Posey, which to me, I know that you don't want to sign veteran players and you want to get younger, but Yasmani Grandal is going to be a free agent, Marty. He's a switch hitter. He's got the versatility to play first base and catcher, and he could be the guy who fits in with Posey and Joey Bart down the line, kind of spelling them at first base once Sandoval's contract is up after 2019, and Posey's playing more first base. Yasmani Grandal can be a left-handed bat, and he can play behind the plate when Joey Bart needs a day off, too.
And he's got power, Marty.
Yeah, he does. He can, left side.
Yeah.
That big power from the left side, and this ballpark would play as well. Kerry Crowley with us. He covers the Giants for the Bay Area News Group, San Jose Mercury News. You know, I look at this season as we sit back and kind of reflect on it. Runners in scoring position, getting a hit.
Ooh, what's
two
that?
Out, runners in scoring position. And I realize, you know, you can say what if and all the, you know, things, if you change this and that, things would look different. But the truth of the matter is when you have to make all these evaluations, if you take 10 more hits with a runner in scoring position, it would have turned games around. There's a very fine line between losing and being competitive and just getting nosed out all the time. And they lost a lot of tough games. Those 1 and 2 run games are enormous when you look at the total. So you say, all right, maybe it's just an anomaly. Next year you have a better chance at it.
Yeah, well, Bruce Bochy said even during this 11-game losing streak, he felt like they were essentially playing 500 ball with how competitive they were. Right. They were just losing these games by 1 or 2 runs. And, you know, if the hitting came through at a critical moment, then the bullpen fell apart. If the starting pitching didn't come through, that's when the hitters had something going. So they just weren't able to piece it together at all for an extended portion this season. And I think that's why heading into August, we hadn't seen them more than 5 games above or 5 games below 500. And then they go on this tailspin in September that's just been dreadful to watch at different points.
Well, but the bottom has fallen out. But Posey's gone. Duggar's gone.
McCutcheon's gone.
So the bottom has fallen out. But until then, and I've said it before, they gave us a story until the, not Trevor's story, but until the end of, I'm on him today.
He likes the story, the low-hanging fruit. It's
right.
A story.
But yeah, we're on him today. But they really gave us the baseball story until well into August. And, you know, and again, you go into September, you're 5 out or 6 out or 3 out. You're in it. That's why, look at this, where, you know, we got 14 to go, and now is really when the race happens. They were in it, but it fell apart. And I know everyone wants to break it down and rebuild and blah, 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 blah. But maybe they were closer than we really give them credit for. I guess that's where I'm going.
Well, and it's extremely hard to go through a full-scale rebuild when you've got the young pitchers that they do. When you've got Madison Bumgarner in the final year of his contract, and then Derek Rodriguez, Andy Suarez, and Chris Stratton, those are three young guys under club control who can potentially take another step forward next year and lead a rotation that already, even if you don't add anyone else, has the potential to be one of the best in the National League West. And now if you re-sign Derek Holland or you make a move, you trade a bat for a pitcher that can fit into that rotation in some respect. Maybe he's the fourth or fifth guy, but they've got the pieces in the rotation. And to me, that's always a difficult task in baseball. And if you want to contend, it starts with having a strong starting five.
Well, I agree with you. I look at the Mets, and that's a team who all season long up until the deadline, you'd heard maybe they'll trade Syndergaard, maybe they'll trade DeGrom, but that's a team that feels like if you've got two aces like that, two horses, you may be one piece away from being a competitive team, and you can go play a wild card game with one of those aces. If the Giants feel like they have that starting core in the rotation, they may be one or two big bats away from making some noise in the West.
Yeah, I think that's
so what
happens? Point.
So what do you do? I mean, is Bobby Evans on the hot seat, as they like to say? Is Brandon Belt going to get traded? Is panic going to come back? Are they going to, you know, give in to all those moves or just say maybe it wasn't, you hate to say it, but maybe it's just one of those years with the injuries, then they fell short.
I think Larry Bear has already made up his mind, and there are going to be changes at every level of the organization, whether that includes Bobby Evans, whether that includes players who've been members of the core like Brandon Belt and Joe Panik. I don't think anything is off the table yet. And so when you're considering what you need to do to be competitive moving forward, there's always going to be challenging decisions, and you're going to have to lose something to gain something in the long run.
Yeah, they're going to do something if the fan base demands it. What do you think about the guy today, Bumgarner?
I think that as long as he's at the top of the rotation, you've got a chance to win. And, you know, he could fetch more than anyone else on the open
market.
Is he
here April 5th, 2019, after our Mardi Gras and Original Joe's on Thursday night?
You know what? I'll circle that on my calendar. But I do think April 5th, 2019, Madison Bumgarner is wearing a San Francisco Giant uniform. If you ask me 2020, my answer will be far less certain.
All right.
Very good. You have a pick for the National League West right now. The Dodgers put up big runs today. They've now tied the Rockies. They were a half game back. They can take the lead if the Giants win the ball game tonight. So your thoughts on the NL West with 14 to play?
You know, we've talked about this so much this season. I always find it extremely difficult to pick against the Dodgers, and I was all ready to do it last week when the Rockies opened up. I think it was a 3-game lead at one point. I still can't pick against the
Let's
Dodgers.
Do it. Let's pick against them, though. Let's pick the Rocks.
The field?
Let's take the field. Anybody but the Dodgers.
The D-backs aren't doing it. They're three and a half back now of the Cardinals
and of the Dodgers. They've not really got a shot anymore.
I know,
anymore.
And their bullpen's falling apart. Things have happened to them, but yeah, still, I will tell you this. You're 14 games to go and three back. You're alive.
You are?
And it just takes a couple of wins in a row, and all of a sudden everybody's back again. This is why we love it.
Very good. Mosaic, Marty.
You said it for me. Hey, I got to see your dad the other night at the California Golf Club. Great place. Chuck Smith arranged it. I went out and made a speech out there, and your dad, I told him you're going to be Rookie of the Year, and he said, what about Derek Rodriguez?
I'm sure he did.
He did. He screamed out, what about Derek Rodriguez?
My dad is always stumping for other candidates.
Right, and I said, nope, the kid's got it. He's got it over Derek Rodriguez. He did a great job. I appreciate it.
Well, that's nice.
Anything new in the clubhouse today? I know you've been in.
No Brandon Belt in the lineup today, lingering knee soreness. Okay. And we'll find out from Bochy today. I mean, he said last night that they're going to have a discussion with Belt, perhaps about shutting him down or about really limiting his workload over the next 14 games. And I think that they do stand to gain something by that. He's a guy who's begged his way into the lineup consistently, especially on that last road trip. There were days where he would walk by Bochy's office, and Bochy would say, you know, we can give you the day, and he would say, absolutely not. And so it's going to be a difficult conversation to have, and they may opt to shut him down.
Is he the best fielding first baseman in the National League?
Paul Goldschmidt's up there, but this season I haven't seen anyone better fielding and picking at first base
than Freeman.
I think he's right. I think first base, you totally undervalue the defense until it's gone. I remember when JT Snow left, I used to think, wow, I didn't realize how much we loved that defense until he was gone. Brandon Belt's the same thing. First base, you don't recognize it until you got a guy like Slater over there who's had his struggles on defense.
I was going to say that. Yeah. You notice it when you put him there.
Yeah.
You know. Well, all right. I think Freddie Freeman. I like what I saw.
Freeman's an MVP candidate,
wasn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah. This we'll talk more over the next couple of weeks, and you know you'll be in St. Louis, and you'll be with us tomorrow.
I think you'll
be with us tomorrow.
Let's talk MVP. Let's go through our ballots, Mark.
Yeah. Think about it, and also think about the defensive shifting, how it's changed the type of athlete you need at second base. Because I think this is an issue for the Giants as they put it together.
You are in love with Ozzie Albies. I'll say that.
Well, everybody
you
should.
You know
be.
That, yeah. Carmen?
Everybody
my new guy be. Is Ozzie Albies.
Really?
That's my new guy.
At least he's good, she said.
Thank you very much. All right, Kerry, thanks so much.
Thank you, Marty.
All right, that's Kerry Crowley.